All right, finishing up Tesis, moving on to the next one. Kuzkaf Omid Aleph. Tesis Bachrino, we left off. Tesis says about two explanations, and that's what we were going to just go over the last part. Tesis ended up saying that if you have just matzah, you don't have tufsonim, you don't have matzah shira in front of you, and you hold of the opinion that you're omekayim mitzvahs matzah at the end of the meal. So what you meant to do when it comes to making your hamotzi at the beginning of the meal, right? If Chisda tells us that in a case when you eat the same food, you have mori and then mori, or matzah and then matzah, so then you should have to make a brocha on the first kizaita you eat, even though you're meant to be mekana mitzah at the end of the meal, right? But since you've started eating, you can't make a brocha afterwards. So therefore, you should make a brocha at the beginning of the meal. So the fact is that person's only got matzah, that's all he's got, matzah shemor, he does not have any matzah shira, and he wants to be mekana in the mitzvah like he should be doing. How are you meant to be doing the mitzvah with the kizayis matzah at the end of the meal? So what should he do? He's got tons of matzah. Tons of matzah, only matzah shmur, no matzah shir. So what's the suggestion to do? So Teresa said it depends. Right, so Teresa says it depends on two opinions that we discussed earlier, whether a person has to go out of his way to try and find matzah shira. So the person has to go to the neighbors to try and find matzah shira in order to avoid making the brocha early. One opinion said you do. One opinion said that you have to search and find out to see if you can find any other matzah in order to avoid making the brocha on a matzah earlier. And the other opinion says, no, you don't need to. So who are these two opinions? We couldn't find them. But the two opinions I understand it means, there could be other people don't otherwise, it's a bit of a tzichus of what I'm saying, but in the Gemara there was two opinions whether mitzvah tzichus kavanah or ain't tzichus kavanah. If you hold mitzvah tzichus kavanah, then eating matzah at the beginning of the meal is not an issue. Because since the mitzvah is meant to be done at the end of the meal, so the meilah run the kavanahs at the end of the meal, and while I'm eating beforehand, there's no stam matzah. So I can make a brocha on the stam matzah, achilas matzah, with kavana that this brocha will work for the end of the meal, and it'll work for the matzah you eat at the end of the meal. So if you hold mitzvahs ein tzichus kavana, so then as soon as you've eaten a kezayis, you eat, so you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah at the beginning of the meal, and you're not meant to be. You're only meant to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah at the end of the meal. Therefore, we tell you, you know what? Try and search for other matzah in order to be able to not be mekayim the mitzvah at the wrong time. That's how I understand. The tzichik is, he calls it a pirish. It's not a pirish, it's an opinion in the Gemara. It's a mitzvah is going in tzichik. That's the tzichik on my shot. Yes, it goes. Why not? Same as far. It's exactly the same as far. The matzah, the mori. Yeah, same. The reason why he said he should try and find other matzah, other mori there, was that he should be mekayim the mitzvah at the right time. That's what Rav Chisda is. Which way around do you want? How do I know that Rav Chisda would say you can make the bracha beforehand? The mekayim the mitzvah at the end? I'm not sure which to do. So you want to say that by matzah.
He also says there's something very important. He says saying the bracha, saying
the matzah. No, it's not true. Because Tosafot says that if you'd have some sonim, Hillel, that's what he would do. He would make a bracha. Then, if you hold the ikka mitzvah, if you hold the ikka mitzvah is at the end of the meal, ala seiva. So there's no sin of seiva on the matzah. There's no such sin. You have to have seiva on for the matzah, but that doesn't mean that I have to eat at the beginning of the meal. I can eat at the end of the meal. I mustn't eat an erev Pesach because then I won't have an appetite to eat my meal. But once the meal starts, there's no chash for that. And therefore you can eat your matzah at the end of the meal. Not if you can, you should. That's the matzah, you mekayim the mitzvah with. And the problem is, if I eat matzah beforehand, I'm not being mekayim the mitzvah, but I have to make the brach on that. That's the problem. I'm making brach on something I'm not mekayim the mitzvah with.
There are two
purposes.
There's the chmetz
matzah.
Yeah. If we have in mind that the matzah we have in the beginning needs to enable us to say a mosi and therefore have a meal, then that's one chihuahua. And it's not because of the matzah we're looking on.
Yeah, but it. Yeah, but that was because the whole mitzvah shifts Gemara. The Gemara, I'm going with how the Gemara said to set up her sisters and that. Now, if your mitzvah shifts Gemara, then you can make an assertion tomorrow at the beginning, and no problem that you're being used to your Gemara later on and not now. But if your old mitzvah inches Gemara, you would have a problem with that. The minute you eat any lettuce, many other letters, it's done, you've finished your mitzvah, and it's not in the right place. So you should try and search for it. So if we hold the mitzvah of matzah is at the end of the meal, so there's no din that you have to eat the matzah with a tail. Forget, the matzah is meant to be eaten at the end of the meal. So Mela, can I make a bracha and have matzah at the beginning of the meal? So it says, if you'll miss the Sikhus Kavana, no problem, you make it at the beginning of the meal. And that will work for afterwards, like your sefer. But if you hold Mrs. Ainsif's Kavana, the minute you eat your kazai, it's finished. And you're being eating it in the wrong place. You're not meant to be eating at the tail, you're meant to be eating in Dabkala Seva. So I can eat it early. So what should you do? So try and get hold of other masters.
Why did you get a hold of
they should be mechanical mitzvah at the right time.
But let's say you are mechanical mitzvah, why do you call the other hekmas earlier? Don't eat matzah earlier. Why do you say hamas?
For the meal.
Why can't you have a meal without, why can't you have food without hamas? That's not considered
a meal. That's not a meal. So the yomtzah is meant to be with bread.
But
so, Rosh says, "Hey,
when we explained the Pshat, the Gunin,
yeah.
The Gunin isn't even Machan. So how can you be the kind of Suda if somebody's not even Machan? Why do they search out for the Gunin and you can't even wash on him? He's not Machan.
Yeah, it's a good, very good hour. We mentioned at the time, yesterday, that this shittus rushed down. It says, not lechem, everyone else is crazy. They hold that Sudan is a lechem. Is a lechem. Huh? Why do you have to wash for a lechem? You have to wash first for mezonos because it's a type of lechem. It's a type of lechem. But the Rashbam calls it, it says, not even a type of lechem. Because berekas is a type of lechem.
You have to wash.
It's a type of lechem that you have to wash for unless you eat dava kavua. You want to say that when he says lechem, in teres lechem alem means that there is normal lechem. No, then the first Hashbam, he says, in teres lechem alem, but I'm being a lechem. How do I know he needs lechem? Because it's lechem oini. And then the next one he says, in a lechem oini. That means the first one is something, it's not lechem bechlal. How do I know he needs a lechem at all? So tell you, there's lechem oini. So I know he needs ten bilechem. I'm not sure on the Rashbam you are left. I'm not sure. So you're being medayek. You see, you can eat this with Gorim earlier. So I'm on the Rashbam.
Okay, you know, since you may be start a meal with Matzah, that's what I want to do. I'm not being here for the mitzvah.
Oh, come on and make this. Places didn't hold the words. Places didn't hold that. Places there. We saw it. There's other places in there. There's serious mutations. Do you hold it or not? Places in Africa did not hold the Quran and make this. Right. So if you're mitzvah is in Shichas Kavanah, you need to eat samatha shiva first. Yeah, yeah, well, wrong, because I already said
because you have to
think of that place. Huh?
I thought you said one of the boys spoke against.
Yeah, nowadays. Yeah, we don't have to do it.
No, so we have to go.
Sure. Yeah, we have to have amata shiva, but amata from it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So again, I'm just making this horror that the pshat I've said in Tesis is a pshat, but I don't know how it fits in the words of Miolahi Purusha Dele'el. That explanation above, well, we never had an explanation above. We had shittas in the Gemara's, mitzvah shittas one, eight shittas, but it's not found, this other explanation. If Moshe's got some go on the side of his Gemara, but don't understand it. Tried working it out last night. Lolach. So yeah. So that's the end of the season. Let's see inside. We did a bit faster than this day. Maybe starting in a couple of lines one. But Chin Tzok Lema Lela. Chin Tzok Lema. Tzok Lema is the last two letters on the line. Probably. He's going with the sitter that that you eat some matzah at the end of the meal. So what should he do? You make a bracha at the beginning of the meal and that passes it. Rechim Tzach Lema Lehilel. Hillel definitely held that because he ate the matzah at the end of the meal. Because he shayekirch matzah upesach v'sefer sudah. He used to be the kind of mitzvah matzah together with the Pesach. And that's how he would eat the matzah the reisa. So how would he have his meal? In mitzvah sudah in mevarach la matzah. In the beginning of the meal, he would make a bracha on the matzah. For oichad and eat it. So me'el et
is...
Yes. For oichad and eat it. So me'el et is to ham bracha. And that bracha will help a bracha in the business matzah in Pesach. So let's say. So a bracha matzah with the Pesach at the end.
So what's
this case also saying yesterday?
He would look out
for some time. Odd mat. From according to that explanation of earlier, the Rav Chista boy, he had to seek out other vegetables, the tibbuism for karpas. In order, an Indian dafka to make the broch alamori on the second one, because that's the main one to be used in the mitzvah. In Kain, Hokanami, so here also, Hokanami, oh, here also in our situation when you've got, matzah shmura, yechazeh kemoikin on a sufganim. You have to look search for sufganim. Rechul b'tchila to eat them first. Kedei sheyivarech al achilas matzah. Let's say, in order you should be able to make a broch on achilas matzah at the end. So it says the Piski Tesis. So that's what Hillel used to do. Hillel used to look for sufganim in order to make a matzah. A matzah then, in order to make a achilas matzah with the matzah yet with the korban pesach.
Just one second. What we just read was that he said this is what Hillel did. Hillel had matzah in the beginning, and then
according to this, he's got no idea what Hillel did.
What?
He has no idea what Hillel did. Tesis wasn't around when Hillel did. He said, "I just told you that you ate exact matzah at the end of the meal. That's the exact matzah. It doesn't matter. You made the broch at the beginning and it went faster." He said, "That must be what Hillel did, because according to Hillel, you ate exact matzah at the end of the meal. So what do you do with the matzah at the beginning of the meal? Must be made on achilas matzah, and it lasts for the end." Then Tesis says, if I said another pshat somewhere, that you meant to look out, try and avoid this situation, and not make a bracha at the beginning of the meal, and help it out to the end of the meal. You should avoid it. So according to that, then you're, in our case here, you should try and search for sufganim.
You should, not that he did.
And then, who are then? If I'm telling you in our case, you should search for sufganim, so then I also would have to search for sufganim. This is all guesswork. We weren't around that Hillel was there. right? There's no documentation what happened with Hillel.
Well, it's just the way he phrases it. The Hester is Lomar, the Hillel Shahaya Korech Masa. This is what he's somebody saying, this is what Hillel did. You have to say
the Hester is Lomar, the Hillel Shahaya Korech Masa, Pesach, which is Suda. So Hillel used to, that's for certain. Hillel used to eat Masa and Pesach together. That was Hillel Shitta. The Hoki Abba Ochel Masa the Reisa. And that's how you eat Masa the Reisa. So in Canaan, that places.
Right.
But see what we're now saying. That's what we should do. According to this, Hillel used to make a bracha at the beginning of the meal. That's what Chissa told us.
Yeah.
He made a bracha at the beginning of the meal, and it was held for the end of the meal.
Yeah.
But now, if I tell you there's a pshat that says that Chissa is very busy ever, then like a chiddi, you should try and find other situations.
And that's what you should do.
That's what you should do, and that's what Hillel should do. Why should that be different to you? If I should do it, Hillel's no better than that. If you're meant to avoid making a bracha beforehand. But rather you should eat it, you should make the bracha when you're mekayem the mitzvah. So Hillel had to have eaten the Rishonim first in order to be able to be mekayem the mitzvah after the Mishnah Torah. Sorry. Omiyo. Lahi pirush Hillel. Then I've chist the boy. So I went back. So he says, according to that, Miul, Pirish Achab, according to the other explanation, Shigamle Avchista, even according to Avchista, Ein Sach Rechaza Al Shai Rokis, you don't need to search for other vegetables, Elam Avarach Al Amari B'Tibarishim, or rather, you make a bracha on Mari with the first table, Oba Oysi Bracha, Yeitse B'Tibarishini, Achanami Avarach Al Matzo, Mitchila, the Yoitse Bishal Matzus, Mitzus Matzos, and the Sush. So that's what he's saying. It comes out of the Maita. If you hold like Rav Chista held, and you hold that Rav Chista held, you don't need to start seeking out other Matzus. You can make a bracha on the first Matzah. You can make a bracha on the first Mori. And you eat to your second Matzah, your second Mori. So that's what we should do. And that's what Hillel also could have done. And what we pointed out yesterday, the Pesukim says for some reason took on, the Hillel did like the middle way that Tosafot said. He first did the Rishonim, and then he had Matzah. I suggested yesterday that irrelevant of this whole Tosafot, if you do have the Rishonim in front of you, then you certainly have to eat the Rishonim. Because that the Gemara there says, if you've got Matzah, if you've got Mora and Kalpas, so you should certainly eat Kalpas to avoid any of this business. So Mamela, well, I mean, if you had Matzah in front of you, in front of you, then you should very well do that.
And then
that's all that's been the first Mahalach of the Gemara. All the first has been the first Mahalach of Tosafot. That's right. According to the first Mahalach of Tosafot, not Hillel, but according to Hillel, definitely is not a Seva. That's according to either of the Mahalach of Tosafot. Hillel, there's no doubt. Hillel was Mekayim Matzah Al Seva. Because he had to be the Pesach. The whole side of Tosafot is regarding people of the Chachonim or Chedek on Hillel. Which Kedai's Matzah are you Mekayim? The first Kedai's or the last? Then Hillel is no.
Because
Hillel held that the Matzah Mekayim with the Pesach. That's the Matzah Mekayim. But nothing to do with the offering. So the Kunt Hillel, Mitzvah's Matzah is meant to be eaten ala Seva. Why do you need to have one? Where does that come from? Tosafot said you should make a bracha on the matzah that you eat at the oven, because Tosafot held that the first matzah is what you mekayim the mitzvah with. So therefore, it's much better to be mekayim, don't eat the shonim first, be matzah first and be mekayim the mitzvah with that kedai's matzah. Why is it so ideal to be mekayim mitzvah's matzah? matzah with that kazayis, because you're eating that kazayis. But say, oh boy, that's a hidden way of eating it.
And have some at the end.
And then ask him, because change is all after. But if I hold that the first kazayis is the one you're becoming with, then our money should try and do that first. Because it's B'tei Avayim. Nothing to do with the brach of it. It's because I'm the kind of mitzvah B'idur. But come to Elel, forget. Come to Elel, the mitzvah of matzah is meant to be done at the end. So no dim, you have to eat the matzah B'tei Avayim. Okay, you have to eat the matzah of the Seila.
So I was confused by the fact that according to the books, it seems a little bit like, I don't know, it's schizophrenic, but it seems like a little bit like, say one sheet and then completely reverse and say another sheet, it's just confusing, like they have to be some sort of unifying something that he has in common, like some point that he has that he sticks with, I don't know, he wouldn't just say two completely like contradictory things in one post, but unless there was one unifying factor amongst those two sheets, that was the point. So I'm guessing his point is, does that make sense or no?
The unifying factor is that you make Alachilas Matzah at the beginning.
At the end.
At the beginning. That's the
unifying
factor. Even though you eat Kazayis at the end, you still make a bracha at the beginning.
So whether you hold the Iker Matzah at the end, or whether you hold the Iker Matzah at the beginning,
you make a bracha at the beginning. Like Rav Chisda told us. And so he says, but one second, there was an opinion who said that Rav Chisda is only with the evidence, and Rav Chisda should try and find some other situation. So, okay, according to that, you should try and find some other substitute, if you don't. And you only have Matzah Shmurah, that's all you have, you don't have Matzah Shira, then you should make a broch at the beginning of the day.
Broch at the beginning, but have your Kazayis at the end.
You eat the kazayis there again. When you put on your gartel, see your matzahs are there. Okay? That's the taste. Just make sure we have a quick run around to make sure we understand what's going on. According to... Let's start with the Gemara quickly. The Gemara brought Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel. The first Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel held of the yields. Very good. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya. The Gemara said that there's a price that says that you have to eat the Rishonim first and only after that eat your matzah. Only after you eat your matzah. The raya, you see, you mustn't eat anything after your matzah. The Tesis started off by saying, go on, anyone want to help us out with the beginning of the Tesis? So this whole discussion this whole discussion about whether eating the Rishonim first and matzah then is only referring to,
for example, when you only have one.
When you only have one gazayis. But if you had a gazayis beforehand, gazayis after, if you had lots of gazayis, you should first eat your gazayis and then eat your matzah again afterwards.
But if you've only got one, how are you going to make a milkshake?
On that one?
No.
Nothing on the end.
Sure.
Matzah. Right, so you're on with it. What do you think? In which case, sorry, you
literally only got one kazayis.
That's all you had. You did not have any anything else. Okay, so you have a very small meal. So there's one kazayis. You only really need to eat one kazayis. No, but you think if he doesn't have the sun,
we can't get it now.
Right, nowadays. If a person only has one kazayis, Shulchanov talks about it, what you have to do. Shulchanov has that case. And Shulchanov says you have a kazayis mat, then you have a kazayis of effect. There is, you can look. There is things in here. Okay, also the Rosh's egg thing are slightly, Rosh's parrot, sorry, thing are slightly off the topic, but the Rif says, Hecha, then let's say, because the daughter of Mimatsa Minta Ela Kazayat Vilchutz, he only has one Kazayat Matsa, what should he do? We have other, he's talking about we have other matzah shmur. But the Rif talks about it, and the Rif says you should have a kazayis matzah and a kazayis of kuris. A kazayis of afikunis. Kazayis matzah and a kazayis of afikunis. I asked him, what do you mean? He said you only have one kazayis. So he said, okay, it means you have two kazayis. There are no answer. But in a chami, Shulchanot discussed what happens if somebody only has one or two kazayis. But let's get back to our thesis. The thesis says that this whole discussion about eating the son first is also in that case where you don't have any other matzah. If you did have other matzah, then you should have other matzah first. Why should you have other matzah? You should have matzah shmur first. Why should you have matzah shmur first?
I think I'm just saying the breath after the end.
know. Because the ikamitz is at the beginning of the meal.
Why should you eat? Oh, matzah shmur.
Yeah, why should you eat matzah shmur first? Because the ikamitzah is the first kizayis, and that one you should eat at the oven. So the meila, you should make the broth on that. Eat that in the beginning. Then eat something else to keep the taste. And then Taita says, for 1 second, I know there's people who are learned otherwise, to say that the mitzvah of matzah is not the first kizayis. Rather than what you tell us, then do the meal. But nevertheless, you still make a bracha at the beginning. Why do you make a bracha at the beginning? Even though the mitzvah is only the end? Because of Chisto told us that in a case when you make a mitzvah in the wrong time, where you want to be making at the right time, but you've got to eat from that same type of food you have to eat earlier, so you can't make the bracha after you've already started eating from the food, because it's not right to. After you've filled up your belly, you should not be making a bracha only after that. So the meila, you make a bracha earlier. So whatever way you learn, you're making a bracha at the beginning of the meal. Whatever way you learn, whether you learn the mitzvah at the beginning or you learn the mitzvah at the end, to make a bracha at the beginning.
Do you have to search out some dunnin?
Then Taisa says that there was an opinion that says that this idea of making a bracha at the wrong time is a very busy effort. This idea of making a bracha at the wrong time is a very busy effort, and you should search out to avoid it. So maybe according to that, you'd have to try and search out and find some gonim in order to make the bracha at the end of the meal. According to the opinion that says of chis is mutrach chila, and there's no problem whatsoever that you can make a bracha at the beginning of the
thing.
Well, there was, apart from that meal, and you perish in the middle. Unifying thing is you make a bracha at the beginning. That's true. Even according to that, you perish, as if you should try and avoid it, but it's maximum, if you can't avoid it, you make a bracha at the beginning. And all, according to all opinions, if that's all you have, and there's no way of finding anything else, make a bracha at the beginning of the... Right? Okay. Next status. Matin achal matzo afikoman. This now is the second opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmo. The second opinion held, that means Razusha said the name of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmo, that you can eat after matzo. You can eat after matzo. After Pesach, why can you not eat? What's the difference between after matzah and after Pesach? Are you going to tell me because you need to taste? On not each time it's maybe matzah. The matzah has a much lighter taste, and if we're not worried about the taste of the matzah, why should we be worried about the taste of the Korban Pesach? I mean, Tesis, to begin with, seems to have equated matzah with Korban Pesach. And that's the only reason why you shouldn't be able to eat after matzah is because of Korban Pesach. And you're telling me that you are allowed to eat after matzah. That means we're not worried about taste. So, well, then my Korban Pesach would be exactly the same. You shouldn't be worried about taste. So why is it that you're not allowed to eat after Pesach? Yishlema says basis. Can the fast be Yishalmi? The reason is because of Yishalmi. The Mishamachi. Why do we have to eat Pesach al Seiva? Not because there's any din that come Pesach has to eat in al Seiva, and because of the Gzeira. So Yovo Ilidei Shvis Etzem. So you shouldn't come to break a bone. Of Siv Etzem is Tishvu Boy. Since the Torah says Etzem is Tishvu Boy, therefore I have to be careful and not eat the Korban Pesach when you're not hungry, because we're worried it might come to break the bones. Therefore you must eat anything after it. Sounds to Rabbanah. According to this Taisa, according to Yerushalmi, it sounds like the chiyuv of eating Pesach ala seiva is only a din de Rabbanah. Exeh de Rabbanah. Shele yovoi lishvoi etzem. That's what it sounds like. Yeah, it says you mustn't break a bone. But it doesn't say about eating on a seiva. So, that's the Gemara. So it says, Tosfos, the reason why you mustn't eat anything after your Pesach is a din, a gzeira type of thing to stop you from breaking bones. If you know that you're not going to eat anything else afterwards, so then you'll make sure that you'll be fill yourself up before you eat the Korban Pesach, and then you won't be having a chance of breaking any bone on the thing. So that doesn't apply to matzah. That doesn't apply to matzah. Matzah can't break bones in matzah. So the mela, they're allowed to eat matzah after, well, you're allowed to eat things after the matzah. Let's ask a quick question before we go on to Vintoma. Quick question. Okay, so it doesn't apply by matzah. But why don't we make it din that matzah has to mirror the Pesach? And just like by Pesach, with din you have to eat it as seva because of broken bones, so it was din matzah. This question was asked by no less than Yossi Benjamin. Well, how does that answer anything? At the end of the day, matzah has to mirror Pesach. And by Pesach... So what was his first question then? In time after Pesach, my time at Eim Aftim, and not this time it's Eim Matzah. My question, what's the catch between matzah and Pesach? Matzah, there's no din you have to keep the taste. But maybe Pesach, there is a din you have to keep the taste. So the Moshav, Zulah, or whatever the reasons are. So it is, we've got our nacha that the reason why we eat matzah at the end of the meal is only the Pesach. And the meal has to be similar to the Korban Pesach. And if by matzah we're not worried about the taste, that means the same by matzah, there still be a lesser taste. So matzah by Korban Pesach is going to be lesser taste. So why is it that you're not allowed to eat anything after Korban Pesach? That's what I thought. So what's this said? No, by Korban Pesach the only reason is because you might have to break bones. So, very nice, okay. But then the day Korban Pesach has to be eaten on a seva, you mustn't eat anything else after it. So matzah would be the same. You mustn't eat matzah, anything after matzah, because matzah has to represent the Korban Pesach.
Obviously we don't hold that Pesach and matzah is the same, because otherwise
If you don't show with machadis to us, then matzah is there for the sake of the Korban Pesach.
Right.
So the Mela has the same halachas as the Pesach. That's why if you don't show with machadis to us.
Right. Matzah has less of the
Korban. Now that we know that the matzah and Pesach are, the matzah represents the Pesach, and we say nevertheless you'll have to eat after the matzah, which means, tells me that I'm not concerned about the taste going away. So, rather by Pesach, it won't be that concerned either. If matzah is meant to represent the Korban Pesach, and by matzah we're not worried about the taste going away, so rather by Korban Pesach, wouldn't be worried. Well, Korban Pesach got less of a taste. Korban Pesach got even stronger of a taste. So rather you shouldn't worry for that. No? So that's Yossi's question. He's got a question and nicely he doesn't understand. What's the Torah of Tosfos? Truth is, we're about to bring Ma'ariah is something which we should have really asked at the beginning of Tosfos, which is what I was trying to express as start of Tosfos. What was Tosfos' cash in the first place? Who says Matzah and Korban Pesach are connected? If you learn Ein Matzah and Achar Matzah Afikrimon, well, why not? Ah, because Korban Pesach, to me, the Pesach is matzah is comparable to Pesach. If you learn that you are allowed to eat after the matzah, so obviously you're not comparing matzah to Pesach. So who said that matzah has to correspond to Pesach? Maybe you're allowed to eat after the matzah because there's no din that you need to keep the taste of matzah going. But there is a din. He has to keep the tzeis of Pesach going. Who says the two are connected as well? So this is clearly, and that's why I'm pointing out, this is clearly starts off with this kasha, understanding that Matzah and Pesach are connected. It's just by Matzah, then you have to keep the tzeis. So by Pesach, you have to keep the tzeis. So by Matzah, you have to keep the tzeis. And if by Matzah, we're not worried about eating after, so by Pesach also not. Therefore, taking our question, so if so, what's back of the reason why by Pesach you are not allowed to eat after? What's the reason going on here? What's the substance in Gemara? So basically said the difference is that by Pesach there's a chesed in breaking bones, which doesn't apply by Matzah. So it could be also a dying kasher. But Matzah is meant to represent Pesach. Matzah meant to represent Pesach, and if so, it should be a problem of eating Matzah ala seyur. I've got two truths here. Yeah, you got clear the question, everyone? If Matzah is meant to be representing Pesach, then what is the answer to this? So I'll say one teretz first, and I'll say the second teretz afterwards. First teretz is like this. When we say Matzah to represent Korban Pesach, it's only with Dine Pesach. I mean, if there's halachas, how a Pesach has to be eaten, then that's the same with matzah as well. So, if, let's say, there's a din, that Pesach has to be eaten on a seva, matzah has to be eaten on a seva. So, according to Yerushalmi, there's no din that Pesach has to be eaten on a seva. There's no such din. It's a gzeira de abonon to prevent you from breaking bones. So it's a dover mebachut, an external thing. It's not in the hills of Pesach, look like. It's not in the hills of Pesach. It's a gzeira to stop you from breaking the bone. They said this and this. So later, that doesn't have to filter down to my matzah. Matzah has all the dinim of the korban Pesach. Wherever you have to eat the korban Pesach, you have in matzah as well. Then you have to eat the korban Pesach for a seva, matzah you have to eat the seva. There's a din.
You say you have to eat
the even in Darbonim, the way of eating the matzah, the Pesach would be a seva, the way of eating the matzah would be the seva. But here, the reason why you have to eat that seva is not a din in the matzah, in the Pesach at all. It's a gzeir Darbonim to prevent you from breaking bones. It's really a din saying, don't break bones. That's what it is. How are we going to make sure you're not going to break bones? But I tell you to eat at the end. It's not in Hilchos Pesach. It's in Hilchos of not breaking bones. That's got nothing to do with the matzah. Matzah's done in any genium of not breaking bones.
The negative of the positive?
Yes.
The positive.
That's the beginning line, yeah. That when I'm eating my Korban Pesach, and I'm eating ala seva, why am I eating ala seva? So I've got a mitzvah to eat Pesach ala seva, or because I've got a chiyuv not to break bones? Why am I eating ala seva? So till now we learned, because the chiyuv to eat the Korban Pesach ala seva. So right now, loving gotten better than the matzah the same. That's that. But now that we're saying, no, it's not because of chiyuv to eat the matzah in the Pesach Lashayva. So the Rashbam said, the reason why you eat the Pesach Lashayva, in the Moscow, like Dura, you have to eat it like the kings eat. As a dinner, you have to eat the Korban Pesach matzah as well, as we eat in that way. And now we're saying a different thing. The reason why you must eat the Korban Pesach Lashayva is because don't break the bone. So it's nothing to do with the Korban Pesach. It would have been the same with other korbanos as well, and don't break bones.
How do you know there's a difference between the Rashbam and the Yerushalmi?
The Yerushalmi says the reason is. The Yerushalmi says that.
I mean, how do you know there are different levels? You're saying the Rashbam, the level is a din.
Right.
But then the Yerushalmi, it's just a pasuk that it's a gezeira because the problem is darshan that pasuk.
Right. So you say it to yourself and you'll see how it is. The Rashbam said, I'll say over what he said and you'll tell me. The Rashbam said, you have to eat them and the Korban Pesach Lashayva because the pasuk says you have to eat the gezeira from Melachim Oich.
Okay.
That's one way. The Yerushalmi says you have to eat Lashayva so that you shouldn't come to break bones. Those are the words. Now, which one sounds to you?
The Rashbam cites the pasuk immediately.
Yeah. Rashbam says.
Is that the difference?
No, more than that. The Rashbam says you have to eat ala seva because you have to eat it like kings eat it. So that's telling you a way to eat it. The way to eat it is like kings eat it. And the Rishami said, you have to eat on a seva, so you shouldn't come to break a bone. So it's telling me the reason why I'm going to tell you, you don't say this, so as not to do something as a preventative measure. That means, lo yitzir, I'd have a compass that didn't have any bones. Would I have to eat ala seva? They make seedless grapes and make boneless goats.
But it wouldn't matter.
Would you be able to eat it? Not ala seva.
How to eat.
Right. So it's a way of not. That's a mela. That's one thing that's answered the Yossi. So matzah has a chiyuv to be eaten like Pesach. Yeah. But only if it's a Pesach halacha, but not if it's a preventative measure, which isn't the gear by matzah. It's not a Pesach halacha. Nothing to do with eating the korban Pesach. Breaking bones, nothing is eating on better. Even if I'm not eating, I can't break the bones.
Yeah, but
Hashem said that when you have this common Pesach, it's a roast, then you mustn't break bones. Nothing to do with eating. Even when you're roasting it before, when you want to break it up and roast it in broken pieces, you're not allowed to do it. Because the common Pesach is not allowed to have broken bones. Why? Okay. Yes, that's not bad. What's that got to do with it? Etzemli Sishku Boy. There's a din, you mustn't break a bone. Says the Yerushalmi, I'm going to tell you, you have to eat ala seva, so that you should be mekayem this din. Of not breaking the bone. Right? So to prevent you, not to mekayem. So you shouldn't be nichshal in the issa of breaking bones. So the main answer says, so it's Pesach. That's Shaykh. It's called Pesach because it was exactly like on Pesach because we don't want you to break the bone.
So you're saying two things. Two sorry. One, that it's a negative. It's breaking. It's not a positive mahaga. It's not a positive mitzvah and how you should be eating it. It's just to prevent you from doing something that you're not allowed to do, negative, that's number one. And number two, is that you see it's not shy for matzah. Breaking bones is not shy for matzah. That's point number two. Do you agree with that? You're making 2 points right now.
If point two would be shy for matzah, it's the best option. Tell me on that stuff. If point two would be shy by matzah.
Yeah, because there was bones in matzah.
Yeah. Then anyway, you said we would have made the day by matzah as well. If there was a din, you're not allowed to break bones by matzah. So then we anyway would make such a day by matzah as well. About it. Just like by Pesach, we made the Gzeira, and make the Gzeira by Matzah. But it's not Shach by Matzah. So maybe that Gzeira is not applicable by Matzah. And to compare the Matzah to Pesach, that's only said on Dine Achilles Pesach, not on things which are just preventable. I'm asking to both points you said. Both points.
That's an interesting point of discussion that Achilles. Malach, the eating on the sova, right, is really that. Really what it is it's supposed to mirror the way that kings eat, right?
That's how the Rashbam learns.
Oh, that's how the Rashbam.
Not the Yerushalmi.
Not the Yerushalmi.
No.
So the Rashbam was called mirroring
from the Yerushalmi, there's no din by compass if you have to eat it like kings eat. This is because you might come to break those. Right? The only reason you have to eat the common Pesach is because the Anasavi is because you might come to break bones. And we said that's not only gave by Matzah, and Zimla, probably Min Chanami Amina Mitzmuro, Kuvim Melachis. The necheles ala seva belek le meima haitaima dem zoima ha b'mincha mincha is in the kaw b'mincha nani amina mesmura we said in the second smura over the second minachis the necheles ala seva that you have to eat the kaw b'mincha ala seva belek le meima haitaima and you don't have that reason is either a reason of breaking bones. Elamai, what do you see? You see there's a din in every kolb in the epidelaseva. So you say, well, then by matzah you should have to eat alaseva. Since matzah is there to represent the konfessor, and the konfessor is eating alaseva, so matzah should also be alaseva. Don't tell me the reason why I come better because you might come to break bones. Because you see, if I come a minch, it's the same thing. So it must be that there's a din in the korbanos have to be eaten alaseva. So this is no.
What is asking you now, matzah, or both asking you breakup?
Well, it's the focal point of this thesis is on matzah. The focal point of thesis is on matzah, but the question is based on confession. And this target, this starts off, right, matzah has to be like Pesach. So this is nothing, because Pesach is a zaitik din. Zaitik is Yiddish for an external din. A din, it's good to know it though. A zaitik din, a din from the outside. A din that's just nothing but how to come to break bones, nothing to do with Hilchus Pesach. The Mamele is not a given matzah. The Vexeser, is it not true? In Hilchus Pesach, Be'etzem is a din you have to eat ala seiva. So it's like I know in Mincha you have to eat ala seiva. So in Hilchus Pesach also Be'etzem I know there's a din you have to eat ala seiva. And if so, then matzah should also have to be eaten ala seiva. Because matzah could be similar to the korbanos. Right? Yishleima. So also my new time, the reason why by Mincha there's a din that you have to eat the alaseva is shelo yetze mishulchan rabbi ro. You shouldn't leave the king's table hungry. That's why you shouldn't leave the king's table hungry. Amol, but
that's the same as Rosh Hashanah.
Very similar, yeah. Amol, now here's one word that I look all over to see if anyone changes the Gezer.
I wonder if they do in yours. No change the Gezer?
Well, what is the same?
Amol, but Matzah, I said, I thought maybe it should be better. But Matzah, Leishach HaTaimah. With Matzah, this doesn't apply. Delah Meshulchan Rabbi Havye Kuli Hai. You're not eating Kulei Hai from Shulchan Rabbi. So I think it means the Pesach. Because the Pesach, the Korban Pesach, this isn't so applicable. So the Korban Pesach, you're not eating on the, from the Shulchan Gevaya Kulei Hai. Meaning, although the Korban Pesach really is a Korban, it's not a Korban that Kohenim eats. It's not a Korban that is offered up dafka in the Beit HaMikdash and has been eaten tzeich la'azor. It's a korban like a korban shlomim, which balabosis, and therefore it doesn't have that din of mishulchan kavoya kazoch.
Isn't matzah
even better?
Matzah's not even a korban. It's not even
shayach kachin. It's not
even
whole.
It's not a
korban d'chlal. I understand, but if the korban Pesach does have to be eaten ala seva, because you shouldn't go away from the king's sort on well, first of all, okay, one second. First of all, the words don't fit in. Matzah leishach haitama delav mishulchan rabbi havi kuloi hai. It's not so much mishulchan rabbi. Matzah at all mishulchan rabbi? What does kuloi hai mean? And I eat my matzah, I'm eating mishulchan mishal Hashem. What's Kulei Hai?
Well, because it's compared, because the reason why it's eaten with the Pesach.
Oh, so because you want to compare it to the Pesach, right?
It's connected to
the Pesach. So if the Pesach would be, have such a din, then the matzah should have such a din. Because this is a din in Achila. You have to eat the Korban Pesach in a manner that you won't be leaving the king's table hungry. So it should be by matzah as well. So we need to say the Korban Pesach also doesn't have this din. And then the Kulei Hai fits in very well. The Korban Pesach, although it is a korban, but it's not a type of a korban which is mishulchan gevoya kazok. It's not the type of a korban that when a person eats it, he's eating mamish from the mizbeach. No, it's like shlamim. Shlamim is not mishulchan gevoya kazok. Shlamim you eat because you eat it. That's all. The mamela, it doesn't have this element of it, of making sure that you don't go away from Hashem's table hungry. Because Hashem didn't come from Hashem's table. Shlamim doesn't come from Hashem's table. So I know it says matzah, but met, I know it says matzah, and I looked everywhere to see if I can change it. I couldn't find it anywhere. But chaya, that's what it means. In the kulei high is mechayach like that. Did they change it? No, what's matzah? If it's referring to the matzah, that was, then matzah doesn't have the zin that you mustn't leave the king's table hungry. Why? Because matzah didn't come from the Hashem table so much. Not so much. It didn't come at all. Matzah, what's his last one again? Matzah lo yishayach haitayim et delah mishulchan rabbi havya kulei hai. Not so much mishulchan rabbi. At all it should be. Kulei hai doesn't mean at all. The klal means at all.
Not a carbon, but it's equal to the carbon. That's how I mean.
Yeah, thank you. Kulei hai means not as much. I'm saying it means, what I understand, it means to come Pesach. The common Pesach doesn't have that, this thing.
It doesn't come at all either.
The common Pesach is a korban at least.
It may be called a korban Pesach.
It is a korban.
But it was not a korban on the Mizbeach.
Right.
That's the issue.
Well, some parts of it is, but the issue is that it's a korban which no kohen have to eat. It's for the
Sibyl. But it's never physically on the Mizbeach, or no? You're saying
part of it is. The Dham is Mizbeach on the Mizbeach. The Kerevayim are. Some part of it is.
But they didn't have a Mizbeach.
First come, first serve, yeah. So now they come a bit of this Mizbeach.
Okay.
Yeah.
So every family would. It would start at the base.
Yeah, it was almost come into the Beis Hamikdash, set it there, and then they would take out and roast it. Yeah.
At their homes.
At their homes.
Yeah.
Yeah. At their homes. Yeah, the Kerevayim weren't offered up on the Mizbeach.
Right.
That's true. But the dam was. I'm trying to check out where I'm probably missing now. Here we are. The kid of Olaf Azorik, yeah, the dam was thrown on the Mizbeach. That's Mishnah. The Mela, if there is a bit of a Kolben, the dam was Mizbeach on the Mizbeach. It's not so much like that. The Mela was in Maksa. Again, we've got a problem. Tosa doesn't say what I'm saying. Tosa says Maksa, doesn't say Pesach. So he does say matzah, but he means the matzah, which is would have the din because of the carbon pesach, and the carbon pesach is not fully high from it. Unless somebody wants to change the gears and say the lavish of Rabbi Bichlau, you want to change the gears to the Rakeshah, but lo nirali. Kulahai means so much, yeah. So now they've got different kasha. Chagiga, boim ha-petach. Chagiga, which he comes with the korban petach. Avagav, the ikke leman do'oma. The isbom shvit etzem. Chagiga, there is a halacha, there is a shit that says, the chagiga also mustn't have his sperm broken. Every din that says the korban petach is negea by chagiga as well. Opinion of Ben Tema. Ben Tema said that chagiga mustn't have a broken bone. No, the pasuk is to the etzem, it's just rubai. Pesach applies by the Chagiga Yudalis. Applies by the Chagiga which you offer out on Erev Pesach as well. And yet we don't eat the Ala Soiva. So you got a kasha on who? Who do you got a kasha on?
On the
first shot or the second shot? On the Rishami or on what he said by Shulchan Rabbi Rav? On the asking on the Etzem, right? So why by the Rishami is it? Why is there no chas here come to break the bone? Why is there no din that you mustn't eat it? So you must make sure to eat Ala Seva. Chagiga's not eating Ala Seva. I am sure, and since they said the Pesach ben Shnosiu, Pesach has to be 1 year old. Verochich. Vachashin on the Shvis at, and we're worried about breaking the stuff. Yeah. Amachagige is already grown of animals. Look. That knot. There's no chance of breaking bones. And no, didn't he tell us either?
What about the thing that
you mustn't break the bones. You're not allowed to break the bones. Now, we don't need to tell you, you need to eat alasiva to ensure that you won't break the bones, because even if you eat it hungry, you won't come to break the bones. The bone's harder. Of course, if you go and take a knife and smash it, you'll break the bone. But here we're worried, the Shami says, don't eat the Gom Pesach when you're hungry, because we're worried by you trying to scare everything, you'll break the bone. Inadvertently, you'll break the bone. That doesn't apply, but Chagiga, you're not going to inadvertently break any bone.
Make sure you're Kazayan.
Is this originally cut from the first child person?
Yeah, he's asking cut from the first child person. Taisa tells me that the Yerushalmi said you must either come Pesach, Allah say that she shouldn't come to break a bone. And what's wrong if you break a bone? The Torah says, Etzem is this true boy. So why is that not true by Chagiga as well? Why are you asking the Chagiga when you're hungry? Why aren't we worried you'll break the bone there? Also the Torah said, Etzem is this true boy. So say to the Torah, no, Chagiga's older. Chagiga's older.
But we don't go by that anyway. That you have to eat a Chagiga al-Seva.
Ah, we don't. We don't have to eat a Chagiga al-Seva. But why not? Why do you have to eat a Chagiga al-Seva? Why are we not worried you'll break the bone? So it is because we're not worried you'll come to break the bone. You're not allowed to break the bone, but we're not worried you'll come to break the bone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because yeah, it's very easy to get to that, get more people. Have more people. Beforehand. You know there's a problem, Moses. You get more people to join in the beginning. And every person will get their desires, and that's what there won't be a problem. But they're able to keep to that. No, there's a very strong cast on this. A very big difficulty on this. Taste it out of the cast of Chagiga. Remember the Shaka Tan taste it? Taste it out of with Pesach. You might come to break bones. Can you ask from Mincha? He said, no, there's another din by Korbanos. So what? They have to, mustn't leave the soul from Kazachu, from mustn't leave the, it means that's hungry, the soul of the rabbi hungry. And now he's got to come from Chagiga. Chagiga, we don't eat ala seva. So they have no problem about breaking bones. Why not? God is an older animal, so you're not going to inadvertently break your bone. What happened to the problem of Mincha? What happened to the other thing? You mustn't leave the table of Hashem hungry. Why are you not eating Chagiga hungry? What about that? So you're leaving the table of Hashem hungry.
You have the face of this, that with the Mincha. You're starting eating it. It's Facebook, you're eating it.
Not from Chagiga. Chagiga, you eat before the Korban Pesach. So you eat the Korban Chagiga earlier. And you finish eating. No. Chagiga was there to fill you up.
Yeah.
So you eat it.
To a point.
You would eat it, and then you would eat the Korban Pesach after that. So you would not eat the Korban Chagiga ala seva.
No.
So why are we not worried? You're leaving the Shulchan of Hashem hungry.
You've got to keep eating to your thoughts.
Of what? The Chagiga?
No,
it can't be, because then the Korban Pesach will be too much.
This is part of the Korban Pesach. This is to get to the Korban Pesach.
And therefore you're saying that reason doesn't apply.
You can't. You wouldn't be able to. Because then you would be eating
the Korban Pesach filagasa.
If you hold it, there is a filagasa inside the studa, but
if you eat too much, it will be. Yeah. So, filagasa you can get to. If you eat too much, eventually you will. Anymore.
What was the sheet that were while you're eating you don't feel full because you keep
that's why we're not there's no din that you're worried that you won't have an appetite.
Oh.
If he eats too much, he'll get sick.
He'd be concerned. If you eat
then you'd be... If you eat too much, you have an even fewer common better. So Chagiga, you don't need Talasir. That's the Gemara. So you're suggesting, because since Chagiga and common better go together, there's no second issue here of taste. Right? So you're suggesting. Oh, the other answer is, this Rav Yisrael Engel answers, that Korma Chagiga, since it's not eaten by the Kohanim, that doesn't have a din of Mishulchan Gevoya Kazakul, and therefore Korma Chagiga doesn't require to be eaten by the Kohanim. Right? Therefore, neither of them, Korma Pesach or Korma Chagiga, has to be eaten by the Seva for the reason of leaving them as bare hungry. That's for different reasons, breaking bones, and that doesn't apply by Chagigah. Breaking bones doesn't apply by Chagigah. Let's just finish off. This law of Kuntaman Dama, you are actually after the Matzah. The Kuntaman Dama says you're not allowed to eat after the Matzah. So why not? If the only reason why not actually after the Pesach is because you might come to break a bone, what's that got to do with the Matzah? What's that got to do with the Matzah? There's a din in Achilas Pesach, you have to keep the taste. So Mela, there's a din in Achilas Matzah, you have to keep the taste. The man Omar we have over here held that Pesach has to be eaten, that Matzah has to be eaten. And it's the last thing, because he learned there's a din in Hilchot Pesach. You have to eat it with a taste after. So it's a din in Achila. Not because of any zeres, not because he might come to break bones. Because the etzem din in Achila is make sure you keep the taste after. Oh, once you have such a din by Pesach, you have a din by Matzah as well.
So what about here?
So this man Omar said, Machti in Achal Pesach Afikoim on, he learns by the Yerushalmi. And this man Omar said, the Eilat in Achal Matzah Afikoim on, learns a new thing.
Well, isn't the reason why you have to keep a taste really also a negative? Because it's only there to prevent you from eating this muck. That's why he needs it.
According to different Mahalka, yeah, you're right. According to different Rishayim, according to Rashbam, well, that was one thing. Make sure you have the taste. There should be on a seva, because it's in on a seva, like it's in Masoldu. Right, it comes around the Ramban or the Ram that we saw. There's also keep the taste that you shouldn't forget, and then you'll come to eat the compass and two places.
If you hold like that, then this would be the same thing as not breaking a bone, because it's a negative and it's not okay.
I was also thinking about that, although I'm not sure, because if the reason, it's a very good question, but if the reason is that you must lose the taste, you won't come to eat the Korban Pesach in two places, it's also in Hilchos Achilas Korban Pesach. Achilas Korban Pesach Machayev me to eat in one place, not in two places. Achilas, from a bite, Echad Yochel, to eat in one place. The Mele, it is in Hilchos Korban Pesach. Hilchos Achilas Pesach. So that counts also.
Everyone who eats in two places eats in one place. Because you eat in one place, then you eat another place.
Right.
So
the Hilchos Pesach tells me,
yeah,
make sure you don't eat this Pesach in two places. So how are you going to make sure that?
Yeah, it's a preventative measure.
But it's a preventative measure for what? To be the kind of achila of the Pesach.
Yeah.
Right? So the Hilchos achila Pesach. Simple like this. We've had today, we've finished, but now we've passed all together. We've had today a preventive measure not to break a bone.
Right.
Is that in Hilchos Achilas Pesach or in Hilchos breaking bones?
Well, breaking bones is part of the halakha of Pesach.
Of Korban Pesach, but nothing to do with Achilas Korban Pesach. In Hilchos Korban Pesach, there's a thing you have to be Tzeleit al Kulon.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you have to do the whole thing in one go.
Yeah.
Is that in Hilchos Achilas Pesach, Hilchos Korban Pesach, or Hilchos Chodesh Nissan? How you imagine? Everything you have to put in the right box. Where would you look if you're looking in the Rambam? The Rambam's got Hilchos Achilas Pesach, Hilchos Korban Pesach. Where would it be?
Well,
the roasting?
Probably effect on those things, how we have to do with the eating.
No, nothing to do with eating. It was Hilton's roasting. So he said you have to roast it in one whole thing.
Even if you don't eat it, you have to roast.
Yeah, because I mean, obviously you have to eat up while you're from.
No, it has nothing to do with how you eat it.
But yeah, Hilton's clear is this is how you roast it. Hilton's achila is it. Now, there's Hilton's problem, but there's Hilton's achila tapeta. Two different halachas, two different mitzvahs, all down different places in the Rambam. Where would I find the mitzvah of not breaking bones? In the Achila or in Hilchos Korban Pesach? I'm asking you.
It's the Hilchos
Korban Pesach. It's Korban Pesach. It's the most Tishbu boys got anything to do with Achila. That's the Gzeya that comes afterwards. But where would I find it? Didn't tell you it's the most Tishbu boy in the Rambam. Where would I find it? Hilchos Korban Pesach. Not Hilchos Achila's Pesach. So now, the halachas of Matzah represent the Achila's Pesach. That's what Matzah does. So if you open up the Rambam, you look up Hilchos Achila's Pesach, all our halachas which are brought down of Achila's Pesach would be negea to Matzah as well. But anything which is to do with other things, Hilchos Korban Pesach, nothing to do with Matzah. So there's no din you have to roast your matzah, believe it or not, because there's no din of because that's not din in Achilas Pesach, it's din in roasting. There's no din you have to bring your matzah to the beast of Mikdash, because that's a din in Korban Pesach, not in Achilas Pesach. Halachas of Achilas Pesach have been a gear by matzah as well. So now we said, so therefore no din about breaking bones, not a problem by matzah, and maybe you can eat the matzah not on the seder. Your loss when you said it and you wanted to break it down, which was a good way of doing it, is so it's a negative thing. The reason why you're not allowed to eat matzah pesach, not on a seder, is because you might come to break bones. So we don't want you to do it. It's like a negative thing. So therefore, you said anything which is negative, mela, well then it doesn't apply to matzah. Right. This din ala seiva. Why is this? Is it a din in Achilas Pesach or is it a din in Hilchos Korban Pesach? So the Yerushalmi says Hilchos Korban Pesach and therefore not a gear to matzah. But if we learn that the reason why you have to eat ala seiva is because we're worried you might come to eat matzah into Pesach in two places. Is that in Hilchos Korban Pesach or Hilchos Achilas Pesach?
You registered
for one korban. That is, then you mustn't eat what you registered in two places. Where would I find that? I'm opening up a Rambam. Where would I find it? Hilchos Korban Pesach and Hilchos Achilas Pesach. Hilchos Achilas Pesach. Then you have to eat. You must eat this in one place, not in two places. It's a Hilchos and Achilas. Oh, if it's Achilas, and therefore what? I'm going to tell you, make sure you eat the Pesach at the end of the meal, so that you shouldn't have a kachshash, that you'll come to eat in two places. So that'd be negated by matzah as well. Because matzah represents, it corresponds to everything in the achilah of the korban pesach. So just like korban pesach is a din, eat at the end so you shouldn't come to eat in two places. So matzah as well, eat at the end so you shouldn't come to eat in two places. There's no problem with matzah eating in two places. Fine, but matzah is there to represent the korban pesach. The matzah korban pesach wasn't allowed to be eaten in two places, so matzah as well can't be eaten in two places.
It changed the parameters. Originally I thought it was
negative.
Not negative.
It's Hilchos Achilas Pesach.
Achilas versus the general halachas of
Korban Pesach. Is there any issue to the motto of leaving over matzah overnight?
Leaving
matzah overnight.
You can't do that with Korban Pesach.
Can't do it. Korban Pesach.
That would be the Hilchos overnight.
It's Korban Pesach. I'm not Achila. Obviously, you eat it to make sure there's no noisa, but the issa is to eat noisa is issa. There's an issa to eat noisa, but there's an issa to leave over an animal, right? There's an issa of noisa. Is it to leave over an animal? Is there any issue to leave over a matzah? No. Because that's Nechus Kovin, not Nechus Achila. The sin of matzah and Pesach is only in Achila. So, I assume I'm coming longer and longer, which is fine with me, but I feel sorry for you. Okay, we got a lot.